From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams, filling in here for several days.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Good to see you back. In Afghanistan today, the country's second-ranking intelligence official was killed by a suicide bomber. At least 22 other people died when a member of the Taliban blew himself up outside a mosque in a province east of Kabul. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson has the story from Kabul.
The suicide attacker, who arrived on foot, blew himself up just as Deputy Intelligence Chief Abdullah Lahmani was leaving a mosque in the capital of Lahman province. The city is 60 miles east of Kabul. A Taliban spokesman said Lahmani was the target of the attack. Also killed in the blast were the head of Lahman's provincial council and a top aide to its governor. Most of the other casualties were civilians. Officials say the deputy spy chief had gone to the mosque to discuss plans for rebuilding it. American troops quickly cordoned off the blast site, which was in a crowded market area. Lahmani was the former intelligence chief in Kandahar. The southern province is the birthplace of the Taliban. He was an ethnic Pashtun like most of the insurgents, but fought with a Tajik-led faction to oust the Taliban when it ruled here. Lahmani was the second Afghan intelligence official killed by the Taliban in recent days. Police say the body of an intelligence officer kidnapped a few days earlier in Kunduz province in the north was found hanging from a tree today in a neighboring province. Meanwhile, the presidential race that is stoking tensions across Afghanistan appears to be headed to a runoff in October. Afghan election officials say the incumbent President Hamid Karzai has slightly widened his lead, with 60% of the votes now tallied. But Karzai is still short of the 50.1% of the votes he needs to be declared the outright winner. His top rival is former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah, who has less than 33% of the vote. Even when all the votes are finally counted, they cannot be certified until investigations into widespread allegations of election fraud are completed. The Electoral Complaints Commission says its review of 652 of the most serious charges is underway. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.